For more on the changing face of the Bush cabinet, we're joined by senior political analyst Stephen Colbert. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
I want to talk to you right now about the transition. What's going on? Eight cabinet secretaries have gone since Election Day. John Snow poised to be the ninth.
Is this an unusually heavy turnover for the second term of an administration?
Not necessarily, John. Remember, Clinton switched out seven cabinet members in the transition to his second term. Nixon kept only five secretaries and had the rest stabbed in their sleep. So, there are different styles.
I guess what I find most surprising is not really who's leaving, but who's staying. Donald Rumsfeld.
Terrible Secretary of Defense.
Well, I mean, certainly the occupation of Iraq certainly has not.
Huge fiasco based on a deadly cocktail of hubris and poor planning.
Well, the Abu Ghraib scandal.
Culture of arrogance that flaunts international law. All electrodes lead back to Rummy's testicles.
So why hasn't Rumsfeld been fired?
Because that would be admitting that he should have been fired.
But that sends, I think, the message that the way to keep your job in this administration is through failure.
No, John. The way to keep your job is through colossal failure. Take Homeland Security. Color-coded terror alerts were dumb, but not dumb enough to save Tom Ridge. Which is why if Bernie Kerik is smart, he'll take it up a notch and go with musical terror alerts. Today, Osama bin Laden has released a new videotape taking the country from to Now, John, I don't know how that would work, but it would definitely not work.
So what you're saying is all the incoming secretaries should basically do as poorly as they can.
Absolutely, John. Mike Johanns, incoming Secretary of Agriculture, my advice for you is devastating widespread citrus canker. Make it happen, and you can buy that house on DuPont Circle. As for whoever's lucky enough to replace Tommy Thompson at Health and Human Services, think small. Pox. America's ultimate public health nightmare, your ticket to job security.
But Stephen, if any of that advice were to happen, I think our entire infrastructure would crumble. And wouldn't that undermine our security?
Indeed, John. We might very well find ourselves living permanently at terror level. John?
Thank you very much, Stephen Colbert. It was excellent report. We'll be right back after this.